WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. Funny, right?
Big, 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 big and a big, sure, big and a big, big, sure. Big, big, bang, 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 bang.
Why do you favor rape?
I apologize, Mike.
That was, you know what? It really, we had a moment like we would have on the air, off air, and I found it somehow refreshing. It was the same kind of thing you would say to me on the air, and I kind of dug it. I don't know why. I just had my balls busted very nicely by Don, but it was done in the same comedic way that would normally be done on the show.
Rob and I were discussing The Office, the show,
which I don't watch.
They're running two episodes tonight, and Rob said was asking me to read the little summary of the episodes, and he said, "Have you seen this one about the ice skating?" He said, "Yeah, it's great." Mike and Rob said, "Mike, you really got to start watching The Office." And I said to Mike,
I shouldn't be laughing at this. It was directed at my expense.
I don't know if you'd be able to follow it. It doesn't have a laugh track.
Oh. Yes. Of all the sitcoms, that's it. Well, as Don knows, and this might be some knowledge for our listeners, for years the only sitcoms I've enjoyed are the ones where I laugh when the audience on the
like that. So you know.
And I kind of nervously look around at the same time, trying to pick up on whether people really think it's funny.
Yeah.
Just good. So I feel like I look smart.
Good to check.
That's it. And I'm and that is also the reason I don't go to comedy movies. Because there's no laugh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I embarrass myself too many times there.
I know.
Laughing at the wrong spot.
Wrong place, yeah. Sure.
Very, very, very embarrassing. Damn, who says I'm dumb?
I remember in terms of endearment.
Oh, that was inappropriate.
That was
I thought the scene where she finds out she has that it's a malignancy was the time when you laugh.
No, boy,
I was embarrassed. People actually yelled at me during
that. When you laughed at Schindler's List.
Oh, that was terrible. Terrible. I thought when they brought the color in, it was terrible.
Can't go back to that theater.
I thought it was The Wizard of Oz.
I really did.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that didn't work either.
Mm-mm.
I thought this was supposed to be funny. Would I get confused if I go see a drama like Saving Private Ryan and there's a scene where people laugh, which happens.
Yeah.
Who are these guys that write funny moments into a drama? That's just not right because it confuses me.
You got to have a laugh track.
Yes, a laugh track makes me know where I am in the show. That's what works for me, really.
And also, I think you'd probably find The Office confusing because it's one of those things where they look into the camera, but they don't address the camera. I know you find that confusing as well.
It's stupid. It's stupid. But it's why, it's why I have the DVD sets of Will and Grace.
Enjoy.
You can follow that one.
Plenty of laughter there.
And you know what? Really, you can almost do it without the laugh track because you know to laugh every time one of them makes an entrance. There it is. That's funny.
Well, even if you think otherwise, your wife is in charge. A new study from Iowa State University says wives across the board have more power than their husbands in making decisions. And even
it was really hard because he would tell me he was sorry. He would do something like push me or throw me against the wall, but then he would cry and say, "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I just lost my temper. I love you."
Carrie Spiewak.
I love her so much.
The study also says women have the greater power even during the discussion phase of anything at your house. The study found that wives are more demanding in asking for changes and way more likely to get their way because of it.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go, one of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
And that's regardless of who brings up the topic. The study shows that husbands are more likely to adjust, or to put it another way, give in.
Yep.
The psychologist leading the study says this unbalance of power is actually a sign that the marriage is solid.
They call it compromise.
The psychologist is a woman, so that's, I guess, the final word on that.
They call it compromise.
Uh-huh. How depressing is that?
A new study from Melbourne University.
Compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray, beer. Yay.
A new study from Melbourne University shows that it's not long hours at work that wreck a marriage. It's long hours at home. The study found that a partner spending too much time at home.
What have we said for our entire lives?
Right? Yeah. Amen.
Too much time at home is a much greater threat to a marriage than a partner spending too much time at work.
Bingo.
In the case of women, part-time work is much more damaging than a full-time job. It is, quoting one researcher, the worst of both worlds in terms of career advancement and time with their families. Now, according to one expert, though, we've been going about this battle against...
How do you feel about that, Buzz?
I think the both stories are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Amen. I think we have been saying that.
You're lucky enough to spend a lot of time with your wife.
Spend a lot of time at home. We both do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time.
At the same time?
Yeah.
How nice.
Isn't it?
That works out great for you, doesn't it?
It does.
I was telling him during the break, get a Harley. Get a Harley.
He's got the goddamn license for it.
He does.
I do have the license.
Tell you what, if I was half a man, I would.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really, if I was half a man, I would. It's just, I am so uncoordinated, and after watching Mike ride his and mm-hmm. watching my brother ride his, mm-hmm. I'm scared that I would squash myself out there.
Well, it's you know, you don't know until you give it a shot, and there's so many people that can.
I got on my brother's, and really, it was just impossible for me to handle.
That's
I sounded like
a
pussy.
Lot of power.
Scared me.
No, but
and
so,
I love
that's an electric glide. That's the heaviest motorcycle in the world.
I love American Chopper. I love the whole thought of motorcycles. Yeah. I love the thought of the freedom of it.
Fun.
And then I realize that I can't walk from one room to the other room without stubbing my goddamn toe. Really?
That's a consideration.
Every day backing my car out of this parking lot,
mm-hmm.
I go over that yellow curb every single day.
Wow.
I've got a dent in the side of my tire because I'm uncoordinated.
Well, you might surprise yourself if you got the instruction, but I don't know. You're selling me on it right now.
You might have made the right call there.
I know I made the right
call.
You'd
like to keep your eyes.
But you know what, Buzz?
What?
You're not me.
That's true.
That's too bad for you in some ways.
I know.
But in some ways, it's very good.
I know. Both are true.
You yeah. could go out and, Mike's right, you could get a motorcycle. And you know, if you got a motorcycle,
uh-huh.
you would not have to spend time with your wife.
Not, what do you mean?
I mean, you wouldn't have the option of enjoying so much one-on-one time with your wife.
That's true.
Unless, it's the freedom of the road.
That's right.
Unless you got her a sidecar.
The wind in your hair.
Or get her own.
Uh-huh.
Carla rides her own. You know, we're about a mile and a half apart.
You know, hold on. Let me, God, this iPod is just, this iPhone is fantastic. In this thing I got, my brother actually sent me, let me just. It's just like the commercials. I swear to God.
He sent a picture or video?
He sent pictures of the scooter that his girlfriend got.
Did you get a scooter?
That his wife got. I'm sorry, Marnie.
A scooter?
Yeah. She got a little, hold on, it's loading now.
Vespa?
No, it's more than that. Come on. Load. Here is Marnie's new scooter. Well, it's going to take a second to load.
Yeah, I'm okay. Sure.
Is the scooter for Mobile?
Hold on, here it is right here. Here you go, Mike. Take a look at it. I will
check this out.
There's the picture on my iPhone.
Is that a bike
That's
or a
his
scooter?
Scooter. That's her scooter uh-huh. right next to his motorcycle.
That's a fast scooter.
And if you scroll up or make the picture go up,
yeah.
push it up, there should be another one that loads on
yeah,
the mat.
Yeah, another one, right.
See it?
Yep.
Cool.
Right. And what's she going to do? Is she going to ride that with him when he rides?
Yes. Her scooter goes 80 miles
what?
An hour.
Oh, my wow. God.
How fast will his motorcycle go?
His
well,
motorcycle
140.
Goes 120, I think is what he said his goes.
Yeah. Not, well, yeah. Of course he would never do that.
Well, you ought to get one, Buzz.
You and me, let's get scooters, Don.
Scooters are for girls.
They are for girls.
Scooters are for girls.
Exactly.
Or if you're like, if you're at a beach, if you're at the beach, you could rent a scooter for a day, right?
Yeah,
sure.
I was on a chopper last night with the ape hangers. You know the ones
mm-hmm.
like they have an American.
Oh,
chopper.
Oh yeah,
the real high ones that I don't know how people ride.
Does
those.
It make you feel short?
It makes you feel like seriously you're gonna fall. You're gonna fall down. You know, Harley is really like getting on a on a regular Cadillac. You're just sitting there. You're low to the ground. It's cool.
Yeah.
But you get the ape hangers on it, it's very scary.
Whole different deal.
You know, we're going to just build a regular quality bike for Buzz, but then you know, he said how much he enjoys spending time with his wife.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we decided, what the hell? We'll put a sidecar on and make it look like weed.
Hey, and a sidecar was a nice benefit that it stabilized the bike, kind of like having a tricycle.
It's not a bad idea.
Which is a nice detail.
I'll contact them.
You know.
According to one expert, we've been going about this battle against AIDS all wrong. An economics professor at the University of Rochester says if people were just a little more promiscuous, we could seriously slow down the spread of AIDS. In his book, More Safe is Safer, uh-huh. More Sex is Safer Sex. That's the name of his book.
Am I hearing backwards?
No, you're hearing correctly.
Okay.
More Sex is
Safer
Sex.
That's the name of his book. Steven Landsberg proposes that 75% of us are sexually conservative with fewer than 3 sexual partners a year. These people are the least likely to carry the virus. It's the people with 10 to 30 partners a year you have to watch out for.
How you doing, Buzz?
Hi.
There
Steve says that if 75%, if that 75% weren't so conservative, they'd be less likely to hook up with someone who's super promiscuous. Using statistics, he argues that if the folks with only 2 to 3 partners a year stepped it up by another two or three partners, we would completely stop the spread of HIV.
This is like when I was in high school, and they'd start explaining something, and I would, about halfway through, figure out, this really has no bearing on my life. So I do what I just started doing, just started drawing little Batman pictures. I'm sorry, Buzz, I actually just drew a little Batman.
Draw little pictures.
You've always been good
like
at
Flounder
that.
Drew in Animal House.
La, la, la. Did you understand that story?
I don't understand it at all. Well, I think it doesn't make any sense.
The guy is saying that if people, most people, he says, only have two or three partners a year.
Yeah.
But if we had maybe five or six partners a year, he says, statistically speaking, we would be less likely to contract HIV because we would, if we had more sex, be less likely to come in contact with the people who are super promiscuous.
But hold on a second.
He's probably wrong.
No, you would be more likely to come because you're having sex with people who have had more sex.
He's probably wrong.
But if you're going to be more promiscuous yourself,
right.
You are then logically more likely to come into contact with somebody else who is promiscuous. Right.
You're just going to have to read the book.
Okay.
And finally, crooks are stupid, or are they?
Did you make these up?
It's true. This is a true story.
All right.
At the Big City Amusement Park in Colorado Springs, a couple of guys had door keys and passcodes. Okay. They even had the combinations to the safes. But the combinations didn't work, so they went to a couple of computers there in the office at the amusement park and Googled how to crack a safe. They learned that for some of the numbers, you have to go around more than once.
He's mentally retarded.
They got away with $12,000. They got away.
Oh, they got away. They're not retarded.
They were resourceful, and they were prepared up to a point. They'd forgotten to bring spray paint to black out the security camera lenses. They tried WD-40, but it's just not the same.
Oh, they are retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
I'm Buzz Burbank okay. On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
They put WD-40. That's like when they would put Vaseline on the lens on Star Trek to make the old babes look hot.
Yeah, they didn't get away. They just ended up looking like Cybill Shepherd.
All right, well, that's it. We'll see you in, how about we have another meeting in 20 hours?
That's a very good idea.
Well, we'll meet then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Try not to make the news so confusing tomorrow.
All right.
I'm still trying to figure out about that. What was the first thing that was
confusing? You know what it is? It's justifying behavior for people that want to go out and F everybody.
That's right.
And you had...
I'm going to go right home and watch TV because everything tonight is going to be a big pile of stool.
Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Peter North. Oh, my God.